Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I can't even fathom that as such a homerized milquetoast fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers that I got to sit here on a Monday and relish in the fact that they've gotten rid of Kenny Touchdown, Kenny Pickett, bye-bye to Philly. Mitchell Trubisky, bye-bye, he goes to the Bills. And Mason Rudolph, bye-bye, he goes to the Titans. I mean, you have got to be kidding me that I go from a room like that. You know, those three quarterbacks, and now I got Russell Wilson, and I get Justin Fields, and for the price of $1.2 million, and a sixth rounder, that's what I paid to get these two guys in my quarterback room. You have got to be kidding me. I mean, honestly, the Bears traded Fields to the Steelers. They sent the Steelers a sixth round 25 pick to the Bears that converts to a fourth rounder if Fields plays 51% of the snaps this year. He just got done with his third season with the Bears in 23. And he joins Wilson, who got a one-year deal with the Steelers on Friday, and they're already talking about extending it, giving him a longer-term deal, and keeping him more than 1 year in black and gold in Pittsburgh. Fields is not expected to compete with Wilson for the starting job. Instead, he's supposed to learn from the Super Bowl winner. He went twice to the Super Bowl, won one, lost one. He's a 9-time Pro Bowler. Fields, over the weekend, thanked the Bears organization and the city of Chicago. Here's what he said, quote, "Can't say thank you enough to the city of Chicago for taking me in and embracing me. Thank you to the entire Bears organization and ownership for allowing me the opportunity to be part of such a historic franchise. But most of all, I want to thank my brothers that I played with. You all were the reason I attacked each day the way I did. I can't thank you all enough for what y'all have meant to me over the last 3 years through the ups and downs. I wish each one of you nothing but success, and I'm ready for this next chapter." Can you even believe it? 2 weeks ago, Bears GM Ryan Poles addressed the idea of trading Fields publicly for the first time. Of course, Poles said he aimed to not leave the quarterback in limbo, and he wanted to do right by Fields. He reiterated that stance over the weekend when he said, "We've engaged in multiple trade conversations in recent weeks and believe trading Justin at this time to Pittsburgh is what is best for both Justin and the Bears. We spoke to Justin to inform him of the trade and the rationale behind it. For us as a club, we want to thank him for his tireless dedication, leadership, and all he poured into our franchise and community the last 3 years, and wish him the best towards a long and successful NFL career." The Bears have the number one pick in the draft and the first team in the draft era to have the draft's top selection one season after trading it in March of 23. They sent the number one pick to the Panthers in exchange for four draft picks, including the Panthers' 24 first rounder and wide receiver DJ Moore. Carolina's 2-15 finish in 23 locked Chicago into the number one spot in the draft. We all know they're taking Caleb Williams. The Bears finished with a 7-10 record in 23, and it netted him the number 9 pick. Fields missed 4 games with a right thumb dislocation. He threw for a career best 2,562 yards, 16 TDs, and 9 picks. He showed so much improvement this past year, protecting the football, throwing fewer picks, taking fewer sacks. He finishes the career with the Bears after 38 starts where he completed 60% of his passes for over 6,600 yards, 40 TDs, and 30 picks. So now they have Matt Eberflus, and they hired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron in January after three seasons with the Seahawks. He's stoked. He thinks his offense will work with whoever they choose. Waldron said, I felt different quarterbacks have been able to step foot into the system and be able to learn it quickly, and that starts with us being able to teach it in a good and efficient manner where they understand it, because each guy's going to have a different skill set. So what direction does it go? The players really take ownership and control of that. Eberflus said, I look at the guys that can operate third down, 2 minute, and the end of game situations. To me, that's a separator. And then you look at toughness. Toughness for a quarterback really is about the mental toughness to be able to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball, and also to have the ability to be able to move out of the pocket and create when it's necessary. They come in all different shapes and sizes. It's always been fun to evaluate those. Let's stop playing games. We all know they're taking Williams out of USC. And that's the end of it. But the Steelers get Fields to back up Russell Wilson. What don't the Steelers have? They even added Patrick Queens from the Ravens to be the villain. He was a badass in Baltimore. Their defense is absolutely loaded. I mean, let's face facts. The Steelers had the worst quarterbacks, the worst offense you've ever seen. They never scored. They never threw touchdowns. They never did anything. They never got first downs. Pickett was anemic. And then Trubisky was worse. And then finally, the third stringer, Mason Rudolph, got him into the playoffs. That's embarrassing in itself. They had to have their third stringer carry them to the finish line, get them into a playoff spot. And then, of course, per usual, they lost in a game in Buffalo when they wouldn't let him play in the snow the day the blizzard hit. Then they played him the next day when it was all clean and clear and beautiful, and the Bills kicked their ass and the refs helped them. But let's face facts, all three of those quarterbacks stink. And then they get a guy that threw one fewer touchdown passes than Lamar Jackson. Russell Wilson wasn't bad in Denver. His problem was with his head coach. Let's face facts, Sean Payton and Wilson hate each other's guts. They didn't get along. You constantly saw Payton screaming and yelling at Wilson on the sideline, and Wilson had a dead stare in his face, wondering, what am I doing here? I'll tell you what he was doing there. Leaving with $39 million thanks to the Broncos. They have to pay him. And the Steelers only have to pay him $1.2 million. And then you get this guy, Fields, for a sixth round draft pick? That's like stealing candy from a baby. So the Steelers sent Pickett to Philly. Everybody saw that happen, and they weren't done there. I mean, you look at that defense. When you have guys like Cam Hayward on that defense and TJ Watt, and then they make deals to get these quarterbacks, and then they sent wide receiver Deontay Johnson to Carolina along with their seventh round pick and 24 in the draft in exchange for the veteran cornerback Dante Jackson and the Panthers' sixth round selection number 178 overall. Jackson, a second round pick of the Panthers in 08, gives the Steelers the vet presence at corner opposite Joey Porter Jr., a finalist for NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 23. I mean, it goes from the outhouse to the penthouse. Jackson said, I can't even express the amount of respect and gratitude I have for this organization for not only taking the chance on me, but making me a guy that they focus on getting, that they really showed they wanted for years and years now. I'm finally getting to be here. He played at LSU. He said, I feel like it happened at the right time. It was supposed to happen. I've been playing my best ball. I'm just happy to get out there with this great D and shock the league. I just simply cannot wait. They also got Patrick Queen, another guy from LSU, a three-year deal. You have got to be kidding me. Queen, a first-rounder in 2020, was a four-year starter who did not miss a game over that span in Baltimore. He said, you never think about switching to the biggest rival in your division. I think just now being here is going to be the same way now. So I'm just ready to get to work, get to the guys, this organization, this team, this city, and do everything I can to help us win. I mean, think about it. He's joining the mix at inside linebacker. They've already got Landon Roberts, Cole Holcomb, Mark Robinson, and they have it all. They also signed safety Deshaun Elliott, a six-rounder out of Baltimore, to a two-year deal. They've already got Minka Fitzpatrick. The Steelers' defense is absolutely lit and stacked. Now they've got two really good quarterbacks. Justin Fields can flat-out play. I don't care what anybody says. He can run. He can break ankles. He can throw it. He can sling it. He got better at throwing. He got better at not throwing picks. He got better at not fumbling the ball away. The guy flat out was starting to come into his own in Chicago, and they're going to give up on him to go with Caleb Williams and go with a rookie and put it all on the line with this guy from USC that was great. He won the Heisman. There's no denying he was great at USC, certainly the year that he won the Heisman. But I would argue the year after he won the Heisman, he did nothing except collect money. His NIL money, they said he made millions while playing at USC. He didn't win any games the year after he won the Heisman. All he did was count his money and get ready for the NFL. And we'll see if he's going to be able to hack it in that freezing-ass cold weather in the Windy City. Now, speaking of the Steel City, I have to say the Duquesne Dukes earned an NCAA tournament bid for the first time in 47 years, beating the fifth seed VCU 57-51 yesterday to win the A-10 tournament championship in Brooklyn. They only scored 21 points in the second half, but it didn't matter. They still are going dancing. Coach Keith Dambrot, he coached LeBron James for 2 years in high school in Akron, has turned the Dukes program around in the Steel City. He's done a hell of a job. His dad played at Duquesne, and they matched a program record for wins set in 1953 and 54 when his dad was on the team. You gotta love the Duquesne Dukes.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.